This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Everybody's favorite restaurant. Everybody's favorite restaurant is back with their favorite deal. They have emerged from bankruptcy, and they are back with the most popular food deal of all time in the history of food. Yes, Red Lobster, you know it. Ooh, yeah. It's like Christmas on the show today. Almost bankrupted them, but they're back with it. First it was BC, now Alberta is going to not change their clocks. They have changed their clocks for the last time. We'll talk a little bit about that. You think this is something that will sweep the country? It just seems like every time a province does something in this country, it's like the next province over goes, oh, that looks pretty good. I think we're going to do that too. And a really bizarre story about a couple who arrived at their resort just the other day, five-star resort, beautiful tropical destination. Boy, sure is quiet today. Nobody around but staff. And lo and behold, after a day or two, they realized, listen, there is nobody at this resort. Like nobody. Just a few staff members and us. How freaked out would you be? And what was going on there exactly? We are going to be in for an absolutely gorgeous day. We're going to talk a bit about hot dogs, too, because you know that hot dogs are going to hit the grill. I'm going to tell you where you can get a pack of hot dogs for $1. That's an 8-pack. And you take your matters, you take your life into your own hands when you eat these. But I don't even want to say they're not good. They're just what you would expect to have for $1. Now, it's $1 U.S., so that's the other caveat. So you have to swing stateside to get them. What's the nutritional information in here? Ingredients: mechanically separated chicken, water, pork, dextrose, cornstarch. Oh, my. Now, if you burn the hell out of them, they'll probably taste okay. And again, you get 8 in a package for $1. And so that's about $1.30 Canadian. That is going to be the cheapest thing you can put in your body, bar none. They're bar ass, $1. Come on, admit that you bought them, that you tried them once. Maybe you're on vacation. Maybe you were just down there and figured, holy crap, I can get a pack of wieners for just $1? Just admit it. Admit that you bought them and that you tried them. And then you spent some time on the toilet. Oh, Boris. Where the S stands for. Or maybe somebody had them and didn't mind them. I don't know. But hey, listen, we're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. What can you get for $1 anymore? What can you get for nothing? You can't get nothing for $1. They used to be smiles are free. Now they charge $1 for a smile. Everything is so expensive. Anyway, Anyway, you can get some great deals this week. On the other side of the spectrum, if you don't feel like putting a $1 wiener inside you, you might want to have something healthier. How about the other side of the spectrum, the complete opposite? That is Headley's Health Hut in Brandon. Headley's Health Hut is the healthiest store you're going to find in the entire city. And I challenge you, maybe in all of Western Manitoba. This coming Friday is Customer Appreciation Day. That means deals in store. That means all kinds of samples and demos, which means you can go from like display to display, have a healthy drink in one spot and probably a healthy snack in another spot. If you're buying collagen powder, I got to let you know that this month's Natural Factors flyer includes the offer of a free, free frother. Free frother with every purchase of body collagen. So there you go. Free frother for you, for me. With the purchase of every one of these total body collagen powders at Headley's Health Hut. And remember, this Friday is Customer Appreciation Day at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Food bank usage is through the roof. Helping Hands Soup Kitchen in Brandon is incredibly busy, and you will be helping them out when you buy Tim Hortons Smile Cookie starting Monday. Yes, this Monday. Smile Cookie Week returns to Tim Hortons Westman and areas starting Monday. You will be supporting 100% of the proceeds of these Smile Cookies going to Helping Hands Brandon and the Brandon Area Community Foundation. In Dauphin, you'll be supporting the Country Fest Community Cinema. In Neepwa, the Yellowhead Community Rec Center. In Verdon, the Oak Lake Community School Playground. And in Moosomin, Kidsport, Whitewood, Moosomin, and area. Please pre-order your Smile Cookies by going to timhortonswestman.ca. That is timhortonswestman.ca. And again, every $2 Smile Cookie, the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds going to support these incredible local organizations. And they could use our help and we could use the cookies. Why not? In Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And again, it all starts on Monday. Many Brandon area businesses trust their legal advice to the crew at App Law Office in Brandon. App Law Office also handles real estate law, estate law, wills, things like that. So check out App Law Office and feel free to reach out with any legal questions. They love hearing from folks who just want to get some more information on stuff to see what's involved with maybe putting together a will. How much time is involved? How much does it cost? App Law Office in Brandon, they are wonderful people to deal with at 642 18th Street. Unaday across from the RBC. Everybody's favorite restaurant. Everybody loves this restaurant. Next to getting a Costco in our town, this comes up all the time. We desperately need this particular restaurant, but we're not big enough. We're just a tiny little town, and that restaurant is Red Lobster. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Endless Shrimp is back at Red Lobster. The world rejoiced.
Your favorite shrimp promotion of the past 20 years is back.
It's the return of a customer favorite at Red Lobster.
Endless Shrimp is back.
Endless Woo! Shrimp, swimming back onto the restaurant chain's menu for a limited time starting today.
Yeah, can I get a hell yeah? Woo! Yep, yep, whoop, whoop, yep, yep, whoop, whoop. Endless Shrimp is back. Yeah, whoop, 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 whoop. Endless Shrimp. I love my Red Lobster. I almost bankrupted Red Lobster because I ate too many shrimp. Endless Shrimp. Do they know what they're doing? Do they understand how popular this is? Are you prepared for the onslaught of millions of Manitobans landlocked, crushing your store?
The promotion, so popular when it first became a menu staple in 2023, that it cost Red Lobster $11 million over just 3 months, the company going into bankruptcy in 2024. Since then, a new CEO has taken the helm, saying just last summer on GMA that an Endless Shrimp comeback was off the table.
We don't have any plans to bring it back. We listen intently to customer comments. We try to react really quickly to deliver people what they want.
So
this guy's like 30 years old. This is crazy. He's one of the youngest CEOs in America. Nick says, don't sugarcoat this. How are you feeling? I am representing all of Manitoba in the overjoyed exuberation. I cannot overstate how popular this restaurant is. because we are nowhere near water. We are landlocked, and Manitobans go crazy as it is for red lobster. But when you tell them they can go to the restaurant and eat as much shrimp as it, something snaps in their brain.
For people what they want.
So why now?
All you can eat shrimp for only $25. Sign me up.
Red Lobster pointing to social media enthusiasm as the reason for reversing course.
This is my last shrimp and I ate 51 shrimp.
Ate 46 shrimp.
But the move comes as the company, despite seeing improving sales, is still struggling to turn a profit.
There is some risk that you bring in a lot of traffic and that people only come in for that item.
You think? Oh, is it possible Tyler Glenn sends Red Lobster back to bankruptcy? It is possible. Manitobans love shrimp.
Red Lobster isn't the only restaurant hoping to win back customers with new promotions. Olive Garden recently brought back its buy one, take one deal.
We are seeing consumers, they still want to go out to eat, but they go out less frequently. They are choosing to spend their hard-earned money in places that offer them, you know, great value and also great experience.
Is it coming to Canada? Because that has happened before, where we get all excited about a particular deal regarding a chain that operates on both sides of the border, and then we say, oh no, what? It's not in Canada too? But I do have confirmation. I made sure that I contacted the company and said, listen, you have no idea how incredibly popular this restaurant is. Canada. Now the cost will be a little bit different. I think it's 25 in the States, probably 35 here. Yeah, you know what? You go in, you get your money's worth. You will love it. Positive to look for. Two like great deals on Thursday with the Co-op Big Deal. That's right. The Co-op Big Deal means awesome savings for you and your family. We have extra special savings we announce on the show and then instant access to them through the website at TylerGlennShow.com. Just click on the Co-op logo and you will be immediately taken to a page that will ask you for your postal code. Nothing else to do. No email, nothing like that. Just postal code. Make sure that you get the most accurate deal information from our friends at Co-op. The Co-op Big Deal. This is on until the next big deal rolls around. Co-op lean ground beef, $6 a pound. Maple leaf boneless pork loin halves, $3 a pound. And gotta love you, something you can get for a dollar. You can get them for a dollar. Heinz original beans, or if the kids love that Alpha Getty, it's time to get a case, and that thing will last in the pantry for a very long time. Pick up a case as part of Co-op Dollar Days Super Sale at Heritage Co-op, Valley View, and Boundary Co-op. And be listening, be watching for the Co-op Big Deal Thursday morning on the show when we'll roll out an exclusive new deal for you right here. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Again, a $20 Shell Gas gift card is yours. Absolutely free when booking your multi-point inspection. Now, you can get a multi-point inspection on its own to make sure that you're ready for your summer driving. Or you can book it as part of a service that you're already getting. But keep in mind that when the multi-point inspection happens, you're entitled to a Shell Gas $20 gift card. Now, the price of gas has fallen in the last 24 hours, thanks to the removal of that gas tax, one of them. And so that $20 will go a little bit further than it would have last week. And hey, listen, it comes complimentary as, again, part of your multi-point inspection at Murray Chevrolet Certified Service and, of course, Certified Service Express. And Sunrise Credit Union, it doesn't have to be awkward to talk about a mortgage with Sunrise Credit Union. You're seeing some pretty fun pictures around social media involving the staff at Sunrise Credit Union. Some great pictures of the people who work there. This is from their Facebook page. This is who runs the Treherne Show and brings in the entertainment. They're just, I love it. They've taken all the awkward, terrible pictures of the staff when they were younger. This is the first smile you see when you come into this particular branch location. Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 area locations and 35,000 members. The Building Communities Grant applications will continue until the end of the month. By all means, visit your nearest Sunrise Credit Union location or visit them online at sunrisecu.mb.ca.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
It's the beautiful weather. Oh, the weather gets me in high spirits. I'll tell you, it has. It's been a tough winter, long winter. Oh, man, it finally feels like it's going to end today. 21 degrees. The sun is going to be shining. The grass in your yard is going to start getting green. Poor Jeff at Jeff's Clean Cut Yard finally can get out there and start doing some work. Holy man, it is, they're probably backed up, but they've always got room for more. If you're looking to get some yard work done, please see our buddies at Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. They do residential and commercial properties, weekly, bi-weekly services. They do power raking. They can clean up the yard, aeration. 761-8373, that's Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. At 204-761-8373, you can also find them at jeffccyardcare.ca. The forecast is just awesome. KDD booked Jeff for a spring cleanup. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, KD4380. I appreciate those supporting those that support the show. I hope he shows up by July. No, I'm kidding. I joke. He's really good at making sure he gets to everybody in a timely manner. But, God, the way spring is, it's hard to... hard to manage anything when spring doesn't start until like May long weekend. Priming you up for some hot dogs tonight on the grill. Get them on the grill. And when you do, make sure you get your buns from Kuiper's Family Bakery. Cannot stress this enough. Once you get a Kuiper's pack, you never go back. That goes for the hamburger and the hot dog buns. They are soft. They're delicious. The only word of caution is when you go to slice them, be very gentle with them. Be very cautious. Don't get too excited. You'll squeeze the bun. And the buns are so soft, you could squeeze them into nothing because you're excited about the hot dog that's about to go inside. Be very careful when you cut into your Kuiper's bun. Hot dog hamburger buns, they've got tarts. They've got monster cookies. They've got brown bread, white bread, rye bread, garlic toast to go with your steak. Best bread in Brandon. You're going to find it at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner next to Tasty's. Yes, they sell all kinds of furniture at Leon's. Don't Pay a Cent event is still going strong. Furniture, appliances, electronics, they've got it all. And what you need to do is check out their flyer. Because there are some things in your home that you're looking at replacing. There are some things that you're in the market for. Maybe a couch, love seat, maybe a fridge or stove. And the flyer is chock full of deals. You can get the flyer at leons.ca and get all the latest details on the Don't Pay a Cent event. And that does mean you don't need any money to get the stuff into your house. Pay nothing till 2028. Plus free local delivery on purchases of $7.99 or more. Check out leons.ca for the flyer and all the details. They're in Brandon's West End, by the way. And speaking of great hot dogs, I've had a great hot dog or two at the Skydancer Casino as well. Always loaded up with some of that sauerkraut. Oh, man, they got a great snack bar at the Sky Dancer, and they've got a great steakhouse there too. The Fire's Edge Steakhouse with those tomahawk steaks. They got the water park, trampoline park, games and entertainment. SkyDancerCasino.com. You can peruse the website and check out the amazing rooms that they've got there for you to enjoy with your family, and of course all the great amenities on the resort property at SkyDancerCasino.com, and also give them a follow on their social media channels too. Our friends at Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Well, first BC went. Now Alberta's going. Will Manitoba soon follow? Alberta has changed their clocks for the very last time. Is this just governments trying to appease voters, do something? It's like the government really can't do anything. Are they feeling so helpless that The only win that they can get these days is by saying, hey, you don't like the time change? We're here to solve that problem for you.
Albertans have changed their clocks for the last time. A government source confirming to Global News, the UCP government will be making daylight saving time permanent, with legislation coming later this week.
We talked about this in 1971. We talked about it again in 1983. We talked about it in 2017. And we talked about it again in 2021. We were of the opinion it was time to stop talking about it and to take some action and get her done. That's what we did.
Get her done.
Premier Danielle Smith spoke to Post Media about the decision on Monday, saying she'd like it to be known as Alberta time. Last month, Smith said the government was consulting on time change after British Columbia said it was staying on daylight time permanently.
We're squished in between two provinces who no longer change their clocks. So the facts on the ground have changed, and so we have to.
I forgot about Saskatchewan, that they've never played this game.
What would that mean for those dark winter months? On the shortest day of the year, the sun would rise after 9:30 in the morning in Alberta's two biggest cities, but it wouldn't set until well after 5 p.m. As it'll affect sunrises and sunsets, it could affect start times for Oilers games in the future.
With our broadcast partners, we're clearly concerned if we're pushing start times later, but we'll be doing more work over that in the next few days to ascertain what the actual impact is.
Stu McDonald says any changes to game times will depend on how the fans react to it. Fans preparing for game one of the playoffs on Monday say it doesn't matter.
The game's the game. You watch it whenever it's on.
We're here for the Oilers. We'll watch anytime possible.
Hey, it's my team. I'll be there anywhere, anytime, anywhere.
Thoughts on the time change. Should Manitoba do it too? Here's my thoughts. Leave the clocks alone. What are you doing playing with your clocks? Have you not been told what kind of upbringing do you... The more you play with your clocks, your clocks won't work. Don't play with it. Leave it alone. Cindy says Manitoba's the last to get on anything. Cindy says, if the game is going to be 7, it's still going to be 7. What does it have to do with the sun? Am I missing something? Well, I think that's the tip of the iceberg. Most of our business, regardless of what Mr. Carney says, 80% of all of our business in this country is done with America. Now, they decide that they aren't going to change their clocks. We do still share the continent with them. I know that Mark Carney's pretending there's this big divorce happening right now. Now, I may be wrong, but I think in any divorce, if one party does not wish to sign the divorce papers, then you've got some problems. And while America wants to rejig the marriage, I don't think the divorce is imminent. The NHL is going to be going, really? What the hell? Really? How does this all work now? The time we've got now is the time we keep. So the 4 a.m. sunrise shouldn't happen. I think they touched on it. It's more like a 9:30 sunrise. I think that would be weird. Now, having the sun go down at 20 after 5, I can't say I hate that. You know, it's about the sunrise. I think that, you know, everybody's tucked in at work. Everybody's good to go to start the day at 9 a.m. and it's pitch black dark. And then about 9:25, you start to see a glow on the horizon. I guess it's like everything else. We would have to get used to it. Karen wants to fall back first. Fall back the hour, then have it stay that way. Lily says not in favor of daylight savings time, as we will not get daylight until much later in the a.m. I think we just, if we're going to leave it now. Kim says I'm all for it if that means being the same time as Saskatchewan. Trista says Manitoba needs the same. Mandy says, when is it our turn? Chris also believes we need to do this. Ray says Manitoba needs this. Quit changing our clocks. Wanda says we should. Ellie says, don't we need a referendum on this? It's not a dictatorship. Should we really have a referendum on the time change? Maybe we should. I don't know. It was so divisive. I think it's kind of overwhelming. I think it's a slam dunk. People just don't like changing their clocks. Robin agrees with me. I really don't think I want to have no daylight till 9:30 in the morning. I don't know. I have never in my career seen anything that gets people riled up more than the time change. It is a passionate argument of immense proportions for something that in my mind is so small in the big scheme of things, really. But it pisses people off. just any kind of change just gets under people's skin. I have to do what? I gotta change. Oh my God. I have to change my clocks. Quentin says they'd get over it pretty quick. After a month, we'll forget we ever used to change our clocks. Yeah, it'd probably take a year or two, but I think you're right. We're just going to, then it'd be, remember the days when we drove to work in the winter and we actually had some sunlight? And the, I think here's the last thing I'm going to say about this. Because nobody in this country likes to speak the truth, because sometimes the truth is painful. We should not be living here. We're too far north. Humans shouldn't live in a place where you need to have a house insulated with 5-foot walls to stay warm. And Mother Nature is saying to you, you should not be this far north. You need to go south. And how do I know this? Well, first off, we can't grow food 12 months of the year. Number two is that when winter does roll around, no matter what the clocks say, everybody's sad.
Well, at least Christmas is coming. I like winter. I really do.
No, you don't. You leave the house and go, I love winter. And then you go in your house and you cry. You cry in a pillow.
Why do I live here? It's so far north.
I leave you with this. You can change the clocks, but it ain't going to change the climate. You can change the clocks, but it ain't going to change the way you feel about winter. You can change the clocks, but sad is still going to set in because nature's telling you, go where the sun is. Go where life is, go where it's warm and where nature's not trying to kill you. But no, as stubborn Canadians, we hold our ground. This is our land. This is our country. We're going to stay here and freeze our asses off, go broke, and stay in the cold where we've got summer 1 week a year. Yes! A clock change ain't going to change that. To the couple that came to their resort and found that there was nobody there. This couple's from Utah. Cameron and Carly. They're going on a baby moon. This is the Grand Velas Resort. I wanted just the two of them after having their baby, a baby moon. Oh, lucky for them. And no one was at the resort. We'll figure out what happened here in just a second. If you can't get away and you've got some budget for travel and you're thinking, I think we'd rather just stay a little closer to home. Or maybe your budget just wasn't enough now that fuel prices have gone up and some of those airline tickets are getting expensive now. Vacation in the backyard with your jacuzzi hot tub from Creasy Hot Tubs and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs in Manitoba. Get a swim spa starting at $99 biweekly. Hot tub starting at $48 biweekly. Save close to $10,000. The Beat the Spring sales event. And I think you've beat spring. Get into 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. You can also shop online at jacuzzimanitoba.ca and get in on the special savings for your jacuzzi hot tub and vacation in your backyard. Heard from Michelle up at the Elkhorn yesterday. Told me that once again, back by popular demand, AR Cash is coming back Saturday, May the 30th to the Elkhorn Resort. This is the award-winning tribute to Johnny and June, Saturday, May the 30th. Everybody loves this. This sells out every time they come. Doors and Cash Bar, 5:30. Dinners at 6. It's a dinner and a show. The show by itself is $50. You're probably best to get on this quicker rather than slower. 848-2802, again, because it is so popular, and they have a special menu for it, too, a special Johnny Cash-themed menu, meat lasagna with Sicilian tomato sauce and Parmesan cheese, Caesar salad, garlic bread, and dessert squares for dessert. So it's a dinner and a show, AR Cash, at the Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center, the award-winning tribute to Johnny and June, on May the 30th. For all things Elkhorn Resort, visit elkhornresort.mb.ca. Okay, so what is this couple doing? What happened exactly that they showed up at their resort and nobody's there?
This couple splurged on a 5-star resort for their baby moon, but there was something really strange about the place.
This was kind of creepy, but we had this whole entire resort to ourselves. At first, it started as a joke because I started recording on our first day and not seeing anybody but employees. But you can see as the days progress, it starts to freak us out.
Everywhere Cameron and Carly went at the Gran Velas Resort in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, it was just the two of them.
Things started getting a little creepier as we realized the activities were also by ourselves.
And then they start personalizing the activities. Hey, good morning, you two. Welcome to day 3. You're thinking, wait a second. Wasn't there a movie like that one time where they just had this personalized vacation just for them?
So this is our room door. Echo!
There's nobody there.
How is this place paying for all these lights? How are these fire pits being lit all day, all night for us? Who is paying for all this?
Instead of being bothered by the situation, Cameron and Carly, who live in Utah, leaned into it.
This entire kingdom just for us.
I like the music, though. The music makes it sound like a horror show. Plus, your mama says I'd be waiting for a zombie to come around the corner. I think I saw one.
The service amazing because everybody was so focused on just you two.
If you feel like you just have everyone at your beckoning call for anything. We had, what, 6-ish restaurants to ourselves.
So overall, how was your baby moon?
The best trip ever.
Gotta be someone here.
Well, it turns out the resort was empty because literally it had just opened. Officials say they operate 100% no matter how many guests are there.
Wow. Probably where marketing comes in. apparently, the marketing worked in Utah, but nowhere else. A completely empty resort for an entire week. How wild is that? Hey, thanks for spending part of your terrific Tuesday with us on the show. Get out and enjoy that sunshine. It is going to be a glorious day today. Enjoy. We'll see you for a hump day Wednesday tomorrow. Enjoy the day, guys. Thanks again, and bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, nonviolent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.